The Connected with Ruben Torres show. I am Ruben Torres. Today we are hanging out with Ruben Zamora of Mass Republic, and he is sharing his story here about the Lucha Libre industry and everything he's got going on, man. He's been doing it for a long time, knows a lot of people. He's mad plugged up, so can't wait for you guys to hear what's going on with Mass Republic. But first, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by the AM Law Group. They are specializing in family law, criminal defense, immigration. Anthony Medina is from here in San Diego, and he's doing stuff pretty much everywhere and anywhere, and he's being a blessing to the community, helping a lot of people start businesses. So make sure you check him out at the sdlawfirm.com. thesdlawfirm.com. Also, this episode is brought to you by the Love Thy Neighbor movement. Make sure you check out what we're doing, international borders, trying to help some people, not just in San Diego and Modesto, but also in Tijuana. So check us out, make a little donation, do whatever you can do. Check us out. Our website is thelovethyneighbormovement.com. Thank you, guys, and let's get into this with Ruben Zamora. Get connected.
If you're C-O-N-E-C-T-A-D-O, you already know about the show, so let's go. It's your music and lifestyle, fashion profile, the entertainment source for everything you want to know about. North to the south, the east to the west side, stay connected with Ruben Torres worldwide, so let's go. Across the globe, well respected, beasting on the industry. Connected.
And welcome to another episode of The Connected Show, Connected with Ruben Torres. Today we are sitting in with Ruben Zamora of Mass Republic, and he's going to share with us a little bit about what they do in the wrestling industry and how things go down. What's up, Ruben Zamora? How you been doing, man?
Good, good, good. How you doing? Thank you for the time and the space, and appreciate all the support you've given to Mass Republic over the years. So I'm definitely glad to be here.
No, man, I love what you guys are doing. I've always been a fan, and plus you got a cool name, so... I'm not talking about Ruben. I'm talking about the Mass Republic name. I love the name, bro. But
actually, Ruben's a way better name than Mass Republic. Right? You should know that by now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But man, you know, a few years back, man, you know, I had a chance to sit with you, and we did an interview back at one of your shows over in over here in South San Diego, and learned a lot about you guys, man. So for those that didn't get a chance to see that video, can you give us a little nugget of your past and how you got to where you're at today?
Yeah, Mass Republic, as it is right now, we're focusing more on the merchandising of the actual luchadors, and I'll touch more on that in a bit. But originally, when we first started out, we weren't even called Mass Republic. I started out just doing shows down in the South Bay area of San Diego, and we were just doing lucha shows with all the biggest luchadores from Mexico. The advantage that I had was, you know, being in San Diego, or right across the border from Tijuana, Mexico. So Tijuana runs on Friday nights. That's their standard for a gazillion years. Friday night is lucha night in Tijuana. So I hooked up with the promoters, and they would bring them in for Friday. They'd keep them over. I would use them on Saturday in San Diego. And then I got connected with a promoter, or several promoters out of L.A. or Phoenix. And then we would ship them off to whichever promoter wanted to use them on Sunday. So it was good for the wrestlers, because they came in, instead of just working one night in Tijuana, they were able to work 3 days that weekend. So everybody was happy. I had a lot of support from the promoters in Tijuana, from the wrestlers. Got into the biz through Rey Mysterio Sr. Actually trained for like a year with him doing Lucha Libre, but he kind of showed me the ropes. And so when we first started, like in 2001, we were just doing kind of 2002, we were doing wrestling lucha shows and working on gear for wrestlers. One of the guys that I had met at the gym, Rey Mysterio Sr.'s gym in Tijuana, had just came over from Cuernavaca, Mexico, and he was looking to get hooked up with people because he was a gear maker. So one of my biggest pet peeves is wrestlers who have really crappy gear and don't look like stars and don't look like wrestlers. They show up with, you know, a normal T-shirt or just, you know, gym shorts, So I used to hate that, and I still do up to today. So one of my biggest pet peeves was crappy wrestling gear. So I said, cool. I start hooking you up with people that I think have crappy gear. And originally, that's how we started, doing live shows and wrestling gear. Throughout the years, I started getting hooked up with a lot of the wrestlers, like Psychosis, Conan, and just the whole group from Southern California and Tijuana. And we just started booking talent, handling, you know, negotiations for the rate, airfare, hotel. We kind of started growing and, you know, branching out with Conan on some of our little side projects. I met my partner, my business partner, Kevin Kleinrock. And Kevin Kleinrock is a genius as far as the American indie wrestling scene. He's into, like, the TV production, film production, producing, you know, stuff for television, all the stuff that I didn't know. And at that time, he was doing, like, a lot of extreme wrestling. And I think he realized that Lucha Libre was a thing to do. So him and I hooked up. And it was at that time that, you know, when we hooked up, that we decided we got to call this thing something. And I just was sitting down watching TV and thought of the word Republic. I always thought was kind of cool. And keeping a tradition with the Lucha Libre and with the masks, we just called it Mask Republic. And I wanted something that was still kind of cool and edgy, but it didn't scream like Lucha Libre or wrestling, and, you know, something that was still cool, that even if you weren't a wrestling fan, still caught your attention and like, well, what's this Mask Republic logo? What's this name about? So that's kind of how we originally started. And then, you know, once Kevin came on board, he just started throwing a bunch of projects my way, like, you know, shoot out ideas. What do you think about this? What do you think about this project? And, you know, he's real good about finding the stuff to do, and then he'll bring it to me, and then I'll know which wrestlers are willing to cooperate and work with us on certain things. So originally we started as a lucha company and doing gear, and then we kind of expanded into, you know, consulting for TV show like Bob Saget's Strange Days that he had on the A&E channel, then a pilot for the G4 channel. I worked on the Nacho Libre movie. So just a little bit of everything. Essentially, we're the one-stop shop now, today, we're the one-stop shop for Lucha Libre Mexicana outside of Mexico. We don't mess with Mexico. We don't do business in Mexico because a lot of other people already have that down. But anything outside of Mexico, it usually goes through us. And if it's not going directly through us, it's going through somebody who is connected in one way to us, works with us, is associated with us. And a lot of times it still goes through us and people don't even know that it's going through us. So we're just the one-stop shop for Lucha Libre right now outside of Mexico.
And the laws are a lot different in Mexico, right? Like the copyright laws and like it almost seems like you're able to get away with a lot more down in Mexico because, you know, I had just seen you down at a show down in TJ, and when you walk through just even like the front area, like you don't even have to walk into the venue and you see like people selling T-shirts and masks and posters and all kinds of bootleg stuff down there. And the laws are completely different. How do you as a licensing company deal with that kind of stuff?
Like I said, we just don't do any business in Mexico. The easiest answer to give is, you know, we don't want to do any business in Mexico because as soon as we release a product down there, the next day it's already bootlegged. So it's very difficult to make money. Us being on the American side of the border and being an American company, we're not familiar with whatever the resources we may have to go after people. And then at the end of the day, it's really not worth it because, you know, a lot of these people that are doing bootleg, I mean, what are you going to take from them? You know, what are we going to win a court case? You know, how much time and money is it going to take us just to have a guy who's selling our shirt outside of a lucha shop? I mean, outside of a lucha show, you might sell, what, one shirt of ours or two? So Mexico is definitely its own animal as far as bootlegging. And it sucks for the wrestlers because they don't get a cut of that. But I think it's been going on for so long that very few wrestlers actually even confront those people that are selling stuff. It's just become part of the lucha culture, part of the Mexican culture, where if you go to a lucha show, you're going to see a gazillion bootleg items outside. I've known a very few people that will actually go to them and take those masks from them or take the articles from them or tell them, hey, you need to stop it. So when certain wrestlers come to, like, Tijuana, they know which wrestlers are going to hit the merch stands and look for their stuff, so they just won't put it out. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple. I think Blue Demon is one of them. And look, these people have every right. I think Blue Demon is one of them. Like, Mil Máscaras will not sign anything that's not original from him. I know Canek, another Mexican wrestler, Lucha Libre legend, will not sign anything that's not his. So there's certain wrestlers that are on top of that game. They, you know, they see a mask that's not officially theirs, they will not sign it. And you know what? That's that. They have every right to do that. And, you know, I applaud them. The 98% of the other wrestlers, they kind of understand, look, man, you know, we're all going to make money off of this. Nobody's going to be rich. So the guy who's selling the fake, you know, psychosis mask outside is actually kind of given a boost to psychosis because he's publicizing them. He's getting his image out there. And everything is so inexpensive down there that, you know, what kind of cut is really psychosis going to get out of that? A couple quarters per mask?
Yeah.
So it just becomes one of those things where everything down there gets bootlegged the very next day. And so we just, aside from the fact that Mexico already has established channels for merchandising and masks and shirts, and the wrestlers are down there every single day. There's a show somewhere in Mexico. All that stuff is very accessible, so it was just not worth it for us to try to get into Mexico. We just don't want to get our stuff bootlegged down there. Yeah. They do have the rights, though. That there are rights. The wrestlers can still register the name, just like in the U.S. for trademark and copyright. And some of the bigger stars, you know, Santa, Blue Beam, Mil Máscaras, they do have their names registered. They go through the whole process, but like I said, it's very few luchadores who take the time, spend the money to actually register their names. I'd say about maybe 1% of the wrestlers actually do that. The other 99 or 98% just kind of say, look, man, it's Mexico. It's just the way things are run down here. So,
and now you have Triple A down there, and you have the CMLL. And you got a couple new ones that are coming up, even just like Crash and TJ. You guys staying out of that market and staying on the U.S. side, are you doing any dealings with like Lucha Underground or any of the wrestlers there at all?
You know, we actually had some deals established. Our biggest thing was we want to do two things. We want to bring Mexican Lucha Libre to the fans outside of Mexico, and that could be via live shows, pay-per-views, or through merchandising, whatever we can do to bring masses. That's our number one goal. Immediately following that, or even just up there with number one, is allowing the Mexican wrestlers, the luchadores, to be able to bring their products and their image and their likeness to the U.S., because a lot of them don't have the way of doing it either, because they don't speak English, they don't speak the language to be able to have meetings with people about merchandise. Two, they might not trust the people in the U.S. to really take care of their image and their name and give them a fair accounting of what they're selling. So we want to be that bridge to be able to allow the luchadores to do that. So you brought up, and we had actually been working with guys that are now in Lucha Underground, Pentagon, Phoenix, Drago, and you've been to the shows down there. When these guys go to shows in Mexico, they're not making a lot of money. You know, they work for AAA, but I'm going to tell you right now, without disclosing the actual amount, they get shit money. I call it shit money because they don't get paid what their true value is. So they supplement their income by selling their shirts, which is awesome, because if you go to a show and you want to buy a Pentagon shirt, you're going to buy it directly from Pentagon. You're not going to buy it from the guy outside, because these guys carry their own merch. So Pentagon sells you the shirt, you're getting it from him, you can get it autographed if you want. So these guys were supplementing their income. So what we did was, look, you know, they've got the Mexican market cornered because they're at these shows every day. But what about somebody out of the UK, somebody in Germany, somebody in Australia who wants a Pentagon shirt or a Phoenix or a Drago mask? And so, I talked to them. I said, look, this is what we do. These are the avenues that we have. If you're interested, I'll buy the product off of you. You know, sell it to me for wholesale. I'll buy the shirts and the masks off of you. And I'll sell them in the U.S., you know. I'll figure out how to get my money back by selling it all over the country and all over the world. So that's what we were doing. And then someday somebody must have got pissed off or realized that we were just too cool for them, and we got a nice cease and desist letter from the Lucha Underground lawyers. Now, they have every right to do it. They do. But I just think it's kind of a shitty deal for the wrestlers, because now their line of being able to supplement their income outside of Mexico was just cut off. And it would have been cool if Lucha Underground or even AAA would have put out Pentagon, Phoenix, Drago, you know, shirts and masks, but they're not even doing that. So we did have deals with those guys, but unfortunately, you know, the powers that be decided that, you know, they didn't want us to help the wrestlers make more money and wanted the wrestlers to be making shit money and no other money, so they put a stop to it for those guys. We still have deals, for example, the Perros del Mal, with Perrito Aguayo, his crew that he had before he passed away. So we still have those deals in place because they realized what we were doing. They see how we work. They see how honest we are. We're just trying to help every, you know, the wrestlers out. So they gave me that account, and I'm very grateful to Abraham from the Perros del Mal for that. And we just secured the deal with Rey Mysterio, arguably, you know, the biggest, most famous, you know, best of all time luchador to ever come out of Mexico. So, you know, we did lose those smaller opportunities that we had with some of the AAA guys, but I mean, I think I'm very proud to say I think we got the two top brands right now, which is Rey Mysterio and the Perros del Mal that we're still working with. And you win some, you lose some, but I just think that whole deal was just a raw deal, especially for the talent, and second for all the fans that even up to today keep asking us if we're going to get merch from like Pentagon and Drago. And unfortunately, it's everybody who's listening, you know, send an email to Lucha Underground and ask them, you know, what's up.
Yeah, man, that sucks. And then you also had some stuff going on with, you had some pay-per-view stuff or something going on too as well. Was it Triple Mania, or was it one of the other shows? But you had some other stuff going on too, right? Like some TV stuff.
Yeah. Several years ago, we were going to distribute the Triple Mania DVD stuff, and very few people know because we don't really talk about it. It's just really not our style. But to bring out our dirt, but yeah, AAA had actually signed with Match Republic before the Lucha Underground project came to life, and we were going to distribute Triple Mania through DVD and try to get it on paper and stuff. So Kevin Kleinrock and myself flew down to Mexico City, taped some stuff. We're going to do backstage stuff that wasn't seen on TV. I actually flew out the next year, did some stuff backstage with Hugo Savinovich, who used to be in WWE, you know, color commentator there. And once Lucha Underground came to be, then we just kind of got a call from AAA asking us if we would let them out of the contract. And we were very hesitant, but, you know, based on all the promises they made that we would be involved in that project in the Lucha Underground, and, they painted a nice picture of kind of a little trade-off where we let them out of the contract, would be part of that. And we thought it was fair game. Contrary to what I was advised, that I was going to get screwed and that I was being lied to, I believed, I had faith in the people that were making these promises, and we weren't able to distribute the Triple Mania DVDs or anything. So if you look at our stuff right now, we have nothing up from AAA. I mean, at the end of the day, we got fucked. But you win some and you lose some. But, originally it was Triple Mania. which I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, their past TripleMania shows, I mean, it's basically the WrestleMania of Mexico. So we were very excited that we were going to be able to bring that to the people, you know, who aren't able to go see it live. And, you know, we're very stoked about that. But, you know, like I said, just like the merch, you win some, you lose some. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm proud of what we're doing. I'm proud of who we're working with right now. I think the people who know us and have worked with us over the years know that we've got a solid track record. We do things right. Rey Mysterio had a million options of where he wanted to go with his first shirts. You know, he hasn't done anything since he left WWE. So he had a million options to go to, but there's a reason why he came to Mass Republic, you know, because he knows our track record. He knows us. He knows how we work. So, you know, we weren't able to do some of the stuff with the other people that we wanted to, but, you know, when one door closes, another one opens, and the doors that opened for us were through with Rey Mysterio and Perros del Mal, and we're now hooking up with CMLL, Consejo Mundial. So, you know, we're just chugging along, but, you know, yeah, there's a couple things that fell through that we were hoping to bring to the people, but, you know, we're always finding new things to bring to them.
And without getting into the specific details of it, but how does Mass Republic work out a deal with someone like a Rey Mysterio, like on a licensing deal, like say with, you know, because you're doing T-shirts and plush dolls and whatever else other stuff you can do. How does a deal like that work?
Rey is actually Rey has a separate deal, completely different than what we do with everybody else. And we put his deal, his upside is completely different than everybody's upside is, only because we know the value that Rey Mysterio brings to the table. So essentially what we do is, you know, we meet with them. We say, look, these are the products that we run. This is what we've been doing with other wrestlers. I did a couple samples of Rey shirts. He actually collaborated with the design. He said, look, this is kind of what I want. This is the idea that I have. I had a graphic designer, our guy Jose. I think, you know, I'm sure you know him, Jose from Oddity Wrestling Alliance here in San Diego. Mm-hmm. Jose's been working with us and doing stuff for us since we first started. Mm-hmm. He actually did a flyer for a show I did. He did it free. I didn't know him. He said, yo, he goes, I want to get involved with you. Let me do a flyer for free. And if you like it, then we can do business. And yeah, the dude is dope. So a lot of our designs come from him. So I went to him. I said, I got this account with Rey that I can possibly lock down. He put several designs together. I met with Rey. You know, we made some changes. So it was a process where Rey actually collaborated. It's his design. He said what he liked, what he didn't like. We printed out samples of different style of shirts, different type of printing. And once we settled on what type of shirt and the design, we hit him with the plush dolls. And the plush dolls is from this company called Quilito out of Mexico. And I've seen like little plush keychains, basically little tiny stuffed dolls is what they are. And I've seen different types throughout Mexico. Every time I go to shows, I like going out and looking at all the bootleg stuff to get ideas of what is out there. And these dudes do some insane work. I mean, it's like you could send a picture of yourself and they will just digitally print your image on this cloth and it looks just like you. And, you know, they'll make it into a stuffed animal. So we got hooked up with them and we've been doing plush dolls for several years now. And we've been hooking up a lot of independent wrestlers that come to us and say, hey, man, can you guys release our doll or our keychain? We're like, look, we won't release it, but we'll hook you up with the source and you can just do business with them. So they gave me a couple samples of Rey, and one of them is the traditional Rey Mysterio mask on one side, and then when you flip it over, it has his half Rey Mysterio, half Terminator outfit that he just used several months ago in Mexico.
Yeah.
And it was just a process of meeting with Rey, and essentially the deal is, you know, we'll manufacture, we'll distribute the merchandise, and then every month we cut him his check. So it's easy for him because he doesn't have to deal with, you know, ordering the shirts, the production of it, filling the orders, none of the customer service stuff. And, you know, Ray simply just doesn't have time for that. He's busy, you know, doing other stuff. So we handle everything for him, and sat down, inked out a deal, and yeah, he was very cool about it. So I was just kind of worried, thinking, man, you know, because nothing's secure until you sign on the dotted line. And you know, going back and forth, I was like hoping he wouldn't walk away. I was like, man, we got to get this guy what he wants, and he just liked the way we do stuff. And you know, he's a cool dude. You know him. I mean, he's a very cool guy. Very down to earth, and he just wants stuff straight up, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how he works. So his deal is different. Everybody else's deal, what we do, is a lot of wrestlers who have their shirts, either we'll buy them wholesale off of them, where they get their cut of the money up front, and then we sell them, or if we print them or manufacture them ourselves, then every month they just get a royalty statement. For example, Perros del Mar, they have shirts that are printed in Mexico, and it was just more cost effective for us to print them in the U.S. So everything that you get from Mass Republic, it'll have our logo on the inside. That's stuff that we print, that we manufacture. But the actual art design is theirs. I got the art directly from the Perros del Mar. So we didn't recreate it. It's their file, their art. The only thing is, in order for us to keep our prices down, it's just more cost effective for us to print it in the U.S. than having to import them from Mexico. So anything that we print here has our tag on the inside. If it doesn't have our tag on the inside, it's directly the stuff they sell in Mexico. Those deals, we just work with them where either we buy wholesale or we give them a percentage of the royalties. And I might add, it's a better royalty than anybody else gives them. I'll tell you that much. So people are very happy, and they continue to work with us because, you know, we, like I said, nobody's going to be rich, but if they can supplement the income with a little bit every month, they're happy. The fans are happy because they have access to our merch. And unlike other people, we do ship worldwide. Anywhere in the world, if there's a mailman or a FedEx or a UPS, if somebody shows up in your neighborhood to drop off packages or mail, we can get you our merch to you. That's nice. Something that not everybody can say they do.
Nice. And, you know, I know you guys are about expanding Lucha Libre. So what does Rey Mysterio leaving WWE do for Lucha Libre itself?
You know, I think it allows Lucha Libre companies and promotions to bring him in. Before, you know, he was tied into WWE. So I think with him leaving, he becomes accessible to just all the promotions that are out there, and he's able to pick and choose where he wants to go. And I think it brings attention to that because if there's a Lucha show, say, in Kansas City or, you know, I don't know, Kentucky somewhere, people might not go if it's Lucha Libre. They're like, oh, Lucha Libre, who are these guys in masks? A lot of people still aren't keen and aren't up to game, and they just don't know that Lucha Libre is the greatest spectacle on earth. So they might not go. But if Rey Mysterio is on the card, I think they might go because of Rey Mysterio, because they know him from the WWE. So I think him being away from WWE is going to allow independent companies to gain exposure to their product. It exposes the local wrestlers that might be on the card to new fans. So I think it's very, very good for the Lucha Libre business internationally, in the U.S., wherever he's at. And then he's also working dates with AAA in Mexico. So it helps our business, obviously, because in my opinion, and I think a lot of people agree, Rey Mysterio is the biggest star they have currently. So as long as they can keep him doing dates with them, then it's going to elevate their product, it's going to draw more eyes to them. And that's going to help everybody else, from the wrestler in the first match to the wrestler that's in his match, you know, in the main event. So I think it's good for Lucha Libre in general. You know, overall, it's good. Because now Rey Mysterio can be in your town with, you know, with the wrestlers that you know from your local promotion. And I think it's a win-win for everybody, for promoters, for fans, and wrestlers alike.
What about someone like Alberto Del Rio? I know you've been hanging out with Alberto a lot. And and he currently he just came back to WWE. So you know, it was a big deal when he left, and he was doing independent stuff, and it was kind of like that same feeling, like, wow, you know, we get to be around Alberto Del Rio, and he's doing all these, you know, independent shows, and then, you know, then he jumped on Lucha Underground. Like, what does all of this mean for that whole situation?
I think, you know, I think the ones that are going to be hurting the most is AAA. And look, I mean, we got screwed by them, and they screwed us over big time, but they're still friends of ours. I mean, we still do business with them whenever we can. I mean, we're still cordial. You know, I'm not going to invite them to my Christmas party, but, you know, it's cool. My friends work there, so I'm not going to totally blast them. I'm just being honest of what it is. But I think it's going to hurt them the most, because at one point, you got to remember, they had Rey Mysterio, they had Alberto Del Rio, they had the former Místico from CMLL who went to WWE to become Sin Cara and then came back to Mexico, and then they had Alberto Del Rio. Those are four humongous names in the Lucha Libre world. And unfortunately, you know, with the death of Perrito Aguayo, that left them with three big stars. And then Sin Cara, or Místicis, whatever his name is, he changes it every day, he just jumped ship to CMLL a couple of weeks ago. So that left them with two, Alberto Del Rio and Rey Mysterio. Well, Alberto Del Rio just left. So I think for a good part of about a year, whatever it was, I mean, AAA was just reaping all the benefits and all the rewards of having four of the biggest names in Lucha Libre in their company. And kudos to them. They were able to lock them in, bring them in, you know, make them an offer, and, you know, it was awesome. But, you know, with unfortunate circumstances and then people just not being happy, they started leaving. So, you know, Alberto Del Rio leaving is a big deal, especially for AAA, because he was their champion. Yeah. And yeah, he still is their champion. And he jumped ship. And from what I know, it was a surprise to AAA. But, I mean, that's just the way the business is, you know. I've always said, if you treat people right, you do right by them, and you're fair and you're honest, keyword honest, and you treat them right, they're going to stay with you. They're not going to go anywhere. But at the end of the day, you know, if you don't do that, then people start leaving. I'm not saying that's why any of them left, but, you know, you said I do hang out with Alberto Del Rio, and I may have heard a few things here and there, but yeah, it's a big deal. I'm very happy for him. Yeah. I'm very happy for him, because the dude is a straight up guy. We were all together last night, yeah. You and I, and he was there. I mean, the dude's a straight up guy, but he just wants to be honest with him and wants to work just straight and legit. And so I'm very happy for him. It's AAA's loss, the big loss for them, but it's a big gain for WWE, because they didn't have a Latino star. You know, ADR leaves and Ray leaves, they have no Latino stars. And so I think it's a big, big win for WWE, humongous loss for AAA. So it is a big deal. So ADR leaving, it is a big deal.
So do you think he's going to be making any appearances on Lucha Underground at all?
Alberto Del Rio?
Yeah.
No.
Done.
No. No. Yeah. Well, I'm not speaking for him, but if I were to bet money, I would say he's not appearing in Lucha Underground again. So if I were Lucha Underground, I'd lock down Ray and make sure that you get him locked in, because, I mean, that's the only big fish that's out there right now. You know, so, but ADR, if I was a betting man, I'm going to bet he's doing WWE. He'll do a few more dates with AAA that were already contractually binding with him. But it's not a AAA and WWE alliance. They're not working together. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the Twitter feeds that are out there. I'm going to guess, again, I don't know anything, but if I were a betting man, he'll do a few more dates, drop the belt, and he's going to concentrate on WWE. No more Lucha Underground, none of that stuff. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
as far as Alberto Del Rio goes.
And what's your what's your personal opinion on the way that they're marketing and the way that they're pushing the Lucha Dragons, the new Sin Cara and the and Kalisto?
You know, I think the concept is cool, but I just think they're missing something. There's just something that's not coming through, and I don't know what it is. I think it's one of those things where it's like that intangible it factor. And I don't want to sound cliche-ish, but I just think there's something missing there. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't pinpoint it, but they're great. First of all, they're great people. Coolest guys on earth. Sin Cara now, I mean, I've met him before when he was still in the independent scene as Incognito. I used to book him when I was working with the NWA to do the arena tour. So he's super, super cool guy. Super cool guy. I met Kalisto yesterday, and we were actually having dinner last night, you know, there where you showed up. And just cool guy. Very cool people. Talented. They have the talent. They're both solid wrestlers. But I just think there's something missing. I don't know what it is. I mean, if I did, I would tell you. But I just don't know what it is. You know, somebody who might have a better opinion is Conan, because he's able to pick up on stuff, whether it be the booking, the writing, the storylines. That's not my field of expertise. So I don't know if it has something to do with the way they're booking them or the way they're writing the programs for them. I don't know, but definitely there's something missing. And it's a shame because they're both talented guys. I mean, they have the chops to just go with anybody. But I don't know the ins and outs of WWE, of the booking, the writing, to be able to say, like, oh, you know what, they're just giving crappy storylines, or they're not booking them right. Or I just feel, one, as a fan, that there's something missing. Because when I see them, I watch the matches, but I'm not blown away like I was when I used to see Rey Mysterio wrestle, yeah. Or back in the day when WCW had like Eddie Guerrero, yeah. Had, you know, Benoit, had Psychosis, had Hoovy. And I watched those matches and I was just like blown away. I was excited and I was really upset every time the match ended. And I see the Lucha Dragons now and it's cool, but I'm just not left with that feeling like, wow, this is awesome. So I just don't know what it is. I wish I had an answer, but there's just something missing, at least in my opinion. But like I said, they're awesome dudes, coolest guys on earth, and they're great, talented guys. But so it's not the talent, it's not that they're lacking talent. There's just something now, something intangible that just, in my opinion, it just doesn't give me that wow factor where it's like, wow, this is awesome. Like Ray did, like Psychosis did, like Hoovy did, you know, back in the day.
But, you know, I've been to a couple of tapings over at Lucha Underground, and I did walk away feeling like that watching a few matches over there with some of those guys that I hadn't seen, like Ricochet or Puma.
Yep.
But there's some great talent. What's your thoughts on Lucha Underground, what they're doing with the talent over there?
Other than them sending us a cease and desist letter, which came from the lawyers, didn't come from the people that I know, that whole crew over there is awesome. All the guys that they have there are extremely talented. The backstage area is just super chill, super cool. It's just a very, very good vibe overall. And I think that helps the on-screen product. When you've got guys that are happy, that show up wanting to be there, that feel like they're being treated fairly, that they're being treated the right way, that they're, you know, that they're given value to them, it shows on the TV product. But the guys that they have there are just insane. I mean, they have, you know, Prince Puma, who everybody, a lot of people know as Ricochet. How that guy hasn't ended up on WWE or didn't before he got signed with Lucha Underground is beyond me, because that dude is a million bucks.
He's amazing.
The dude's insane. He's young, he's good looking, super cool guy. I mean, that guy would be a humongous star, you know. He is a star right now, but, you know, you put him, everybody measures it with WWE, right? That's like the ultimate goal, but he would be a humongous star. How he got through there, through their hands and they didn't pick up on it is mind-boggling to me. But that's kudos to Lucha Underground. But yeah, Lucha Underground has an amazing product. The talent that they have there is just insane. They got, you know, Phoenix, Pentagon, Trago, Aerostar, Sexy Star from the female division. Who I think Sexy Star, I like Sexy Star better in Lucha Underground than I do in AAA. I think the way they're using her, the projection they're giving her is just awesome. The stories they've been writing for her, just the way they use her talent is awesome. So I'm a humongous fan of Lucha Underground. Everybody's just cool there. I've had the opportunity to meet Liz Pena, who, you know, handles all the talent relation, Brian from the talent side. Everybody's just super cool. It's one of those places where you just can't wait to go back to work. That's how I get, that's the vibe that I get from people there where yeah. Everybody's just cool, man. And they're just happy to be there. And the product is awesome. It's something that's fresh, that's different. And I was backstage at Raw last night. I was with Conan and I heard several people from WWE, come up and say hi to them. And I overheard the conversation, giving them praise on that product. Like, you know, they all love the product. They all watch it. And they were like, dude, that thing's amazing. Congratulations on what you guys are doing. So, you know, even some of the top stars in WWE were coming over and, like, giving them props on that. So, yeah, Lucha Underground is off the hook, man. It's in its league, all on its own. Nobody's touching them. You know, what they're doing is just insane. So I have no complaints about all the people that work there and throw on that great product. So, I'm a huge fan of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I love Lucha Underground. I can't wait till it starts again. And you know what's crazy too is the one common denominator that all of these companies that we've talked about, whether it's you know, AAA, even WCW, you know, WWE, Lucha Underground, the one thing that they all have in common that I believe is always kind of a cool touch is Conan has been a part of all of that, and he plays a huge part on the creative side, and I was blown away how much like they you know kind of lean towards his opinion when he was with WCW, and you know he got us in, and I was working over there bringing music and video and doing all kinds of stuff with WCW because of Conan, and that dude, you know. I heard some interviews where I want to say it was one of the Exóticos, but you know they were like, "Oh yeah, you know they're saying how they don't, you know they oh we don't like Conan or whatever," but they were like, "But business wise, that dude is on point," you know, and so I thought it was cool that they can say like, "Hey, you know he may be a jerk, but he knows his business," you know, and I know you're good friends with
them
too.
And I think
no, go ahead.
Yeah, I think a lot of. Sorry to cut you off. I think a lot of that still comes from when he was a wrestler, when he was the biggest star in Mexico. You know, he was called the Hulk Hogan of Mexico. And you know how Hulk Hogan was, you know, humongous in the U.S. in his heyday. That's what Conan was in Mexico. You know, he was breaking the 10-inch records. He was drawing huge crowds. So I think a lot of the hate that he gets now is still residual from the days where, look, I mean, he'll be the first one to tell you, he goes, yeah, he was a jerk back then. You know, he was a dick, but he'll tell you that was because I could, because I was on top of the world. Anything I wanted, I would get. Anywhere I wanted to go, I would go. I mean, the dude was on top of the world, and look, I mean, it happened to everybody. You know, they get to a certain level, they think, you know, they're untouchable, but I think a lot of the heat that he gets now might be still residual from back in the day, but I'm going to tell you right now, and, you know, people can think otherwise. The success that AAA has had, because he's in AAA now, the success that they've had over the last several years with the international talent that they're bringing, including Rey Mysterio, can directly be linked to Conan.
Oh, yeah.
People can get upset. People can say, oh, well, no, it's other factors. Look, at the end of the day, if you take Conan out of the equation, you know, stuff starts to rip at the seams. Yeah. And that was in WCW, in ECW. He's the one that got Ray in there, got Psychosis in there. Yeah. So Conan has always been, contrary to what people think, he's always looking out for his friends, always looking out for new talent, always trying to, you know, innovate the game. Yeah. We are Mass Republic, where we are today, thanks to people that have helped us out and friends of ours that go to bat for us and friends of ours that, you know, hook us up with every opportunity that we can get. The biggest one, Conan.
Yeah.
Because all Conan had to say was to Ray, don't do a deal with Mass Republic. And guess what? Ray won't do a deal with Mass Republic. So Conan has had a huge influence on what we do. But yeah, if you look at the history of wrestling, you know, the last years when the luchadors have been in the U.S., like you say, the one factor, the one common denominator is going to be Conan. And I'm lucky to, you know, call him a friend. I met him through the business, but, you know, at the end of the day, I consider him a friend before I consider him, you know, a friend in the business. And, yeah, I mean, the dude is insane. His mind is insane at the stuff he thinks, comes up with, storylines, the angles. And, yeah, the success of promotions and wrestlers alike can all be linked to Conan, you know. And I'm happy that he's in Lucha Underground. I wish they would give him a bigger role than he currently has. Hopefully it's coming, because they have a big gem, a diamond in the rough right there, and they should use him to his full potential. But yeah, so he's definitely the common denominator to promotions who are successful with luchadors, and luchadors who have become huge stars can always find his fingerprints and all that stuff. And I think that's something cool, you know. That there's very few people that can say that. There's very few people that you can say are linked to so many things that have been successful and huge and great, and he's one of them.
Yeah, I'm honored to know that dude too, man. And it's a trip to just, you know, run into him here and there and just kind of catch up, man. And you know, he's always got something going on. But and then also, you guys are working on a magazine, right? You got a magazine coming out soon.
Yeah. Originally, the idea was we were gonna stay hushed about us being behind it, because we have so many things going, and we just kind of figured, look, we're just gonna put this out there. We're gonna have like a ghost publisher, you know, just something where it's not really us doing it. But, you know, everything in this world now comes to light. Sooner or later, it's going to come to light. So it's something that Kevin Kleinrock, you know, my partner in Mass Republic, I seriously think he's a robot. Nobody believes him, but I think he sleeps maybe like 13 minutes a day, because he's constantly up. He's constantly, you know, online, just brainstorming about what the next cool thing to do is. And, you know, we had thrown this idea out for a while, and even tried at one point to bring a magazine from Mexico to the U.S. and find a publisher for it and do it bilingual, Spanish and English, which and it fell through. And then all of a sudden, Kevin's like, yo, we're going to do this. And started talking about it. And, yeah, it's a magazine. It's going to be called Rudo Can't Fail, which I think is a cool name, Rudo Can't Fail. Yeah. And it's going to be a luchazine, which is a, you know, little small magazines.
Yeah.
And we've been lucky enough that throughout the years, Mass Republic has connected with promotions and promoters and wrestlers throughout the world, you know, on, you know, south of the border, north of the border, out east, you know, Europe, South America. We just have people everywhere that we've been blessed with being able to know them and connect with them. So Kevin rounded up a nice group of people, and it's going to come out November 14th. The first place you can actually find it is if you go to the OWA show, the Oddity Wrestling Alliance show here in San Diego, California, on November 14th. That's the first place you can pick up the magazine. And Jose, the promoter, who's our graphic design guy, I think he's going to be giving it out to the VIP. So if you buy like a VIP ticket to the show, you'll be able to pick up the magazine. And then we're also going to have it on our website, luchashop.com, where we sell all the merchandise, all the luchador stuff. We're going to have the option to buy it as an individual magazine, or do like a 3, 6, 12 month subscription to it. We're still kind of working out the final details of it, but from what I've seen and the stuff we have lined up, it's going to cover promotions in Canada, the United States, Mexico, all over Europe, Australia. So it's going to be a magazine that encompasses Lucha Libre worldwide. It's going to focus on, we're going to have like a focus on a wrestler of the month. We're going to have promotion of the month. We're going to give you results from promotions from all over the world, photos, pictures, just be able to connect everybody who loves Lucha Libre from all over the world to be able to have one magazine that you can get info from everybody. And it's going to be a cool, you know, half-size magazine, something that you can actually hold in your hand, you know, this day where everything's online and everything's, you know, running through Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. This is something that you can actually hold in your hand and flip the pages, which is very hard to find these days. You can actually flip a page and feel the paper, see the ink. Yeah, so we're very, very excited about that. And we're like I said, we're lucky. We've been very lucky that people have gotten to know us and they want to work with us and are willing to pull the load with us. And we have a great group of people. But yeah, it's called Rudo Can't Fail. Comes out November 14th here in San Diego, as well as luchashop.com. And we'll be announcing later on all the other promotions that will be having it. If you go to a lucha show like in Canada, you'll be able to pick it up there, all over the world. So we'll be putting a list together of where these will be live, where you can pick it up at a live lucha show. And then if all else fails, if there's not a lucha show near you where you can pick it up, you'll be able to get it online through us at luchashop.com. And again, we ship worldwide, but we're very, very excited about that. It's just our way to be able to focus on talent within the Lucha Libre world that somebody, you know, in Australia might not know who the Clash is. And you've been to the shows.
Yeah.
And I think their product is worth getting out there and having everybody know about them. So it's just a way. And, you know, for us, you know, I might not know about a certain wrestler, you know, who wrestles in Germany, but I might know them through the magazine. So it's just a good way to connect the entire globe within the spectrum of Lucha Libre through our magazine.
So if there's a promotion company out, let's say in Milwaukee or something, and they want to get in touch with you and say, hey, you know, this is what we're doing. We're doing these shows. We got these wrestlers that we think you need to, you know, feature. How do they get in touch with you, or is it you, or how do they get involved in the magazine?
The easiest way is shoot us an email. It's info at Masked Republic. Or if they go to maskedrepublic.com, click on the contact, and just shoot us an email. I get all the emails. Kevin gets them, and one of us will get back to you. If you're interested in advertising in the magazine, having the magazine cover your shows and promote it, if you have a big event coming up, or you want us to focus on a wrestler within your company, just get a hold of us through maskedrepublic.com or shoot us a direct email at info@maskedrepublic.com. And either Kevin or myself will get back to you. And we are open to work with anybody who wants to work. I mean, we don't pick sides. If you're in the Lucha Libre business, if you're about Lucha Libre and you love the sport just like we do, we're willing to work with you guys. And just shoot us an email. But nice. We've got a very good group of people all over the world right now, writers, reporters, photographers. But look, there's room for everybody. So our doors are always open, and this magazine will cover everybody who wants to be covered.
Nice. And then you also have Lucha Loot. Tell us a little bit about that, because that could be a cool little... cool little incentive there.
Yeah, we actually we're going to be launching our mystery box, and you know, that's the big craze these days, a mystery box. But there's a WrestleCrate, who I suggest, if you guys are into the American wrestling or non-lucha wrestling, check out WrestleCrate. They put out very big products, just really cool stuff that you can't get anywhere. But we're going to be the Lucha Libre version of the mystery boxes. And we came up with this name called Lucha Loot. And loot comes from, you know, the gold and all the stuff pirates would find.
Yeah.
So so, you know, we came up with this concept of like a treasure chest. At the end of the day, it's going to be a box. You're still going to get a mystery box, but we're very excited to be launching that. We're going to launch it sometime in November. We don't have an exact date yet, but if you stay tuned to, you know, to your podcast, to our websites, our Twitters, Instagram, we'll be giving out the details once we're ready. But we're shooting for next month, November. And, yeah, we're just going to have just random stuff that you can't find anywhere, from T-shirts to plush keychains. We're going to have exclusive merchandise through some of our wrestlers that we normally work with all the time that have agreed to do exclusive merchandise just for the Lucha Loot box. We're going to have, I've got a couple things signed by Rey Mysterio that we're going to put in a box. So if you sign up to Lucha Loot, your box might contain something that nobody else's will. Might be a signed action figure from Rey Mysterio. Might be a pro mask. It might be just something. But in the box, you will be able to get Rudo Can't Fail. So if you subscribe to our Lucha Loot box, you will be able to get the magazine in the box. So that's one of the things that we will include in the boxes is the Rudo Can't Fail magazine. So if you plan on subscribing to the box, there's no need to subscribe for the magazine because you will get it in the box. So I'm actually trying to save you guys money by not having you subscribe to both things. You will have it in the box. But, yeah, so one of the cool things that we're going to do. What's that?
How much is this box?
Our price point right now is going to be a $20 box and a $30 box.
Oh, nice.
So that's the range that we're trying to stay at. The $30 box will have an upgraded type of shirt, T-shirt in there. The $20 box will have our standard, you know, Lucha shirt. So if you subscribe to the $30, which I don't know, we're going to call it a VIP box or Elite. We're still trying to work the details of what to call it. But the $30 box is going to have these prizes in it. One of the cool things that we're going to be doing is I'm having wrestlers, luchadors, draw something. It'll be on a 5x7, you know, thick stock paper, art paper. And I hand them the paper, I hand them a Sharpie, and I say, draw something you want, sign it, number it, one of one. So one-of-a-kind drawings, one-of-a-kind sketches, just random stuff that you're not going to find anywhere. So we're going to be, you know, throwing them in just random boxes. So if you subscribe, you're going to have a list of the stuff that you're going to get. You know, a Lucha mask, a T-shirt, keychain, the magazine, you know, just different type of goodies. And several of them are going to have just these random one-offs that are just going to blow people's minds away. It might be a pro Rey Mysterio mask, might be a pro Conan mask, it might be an art, you know, watercolor painting, just something random off the wall that's just going to be just one. So it'll be one of one, it'll be numbered. So I'm very excited about that. That's what I'm most excited about, the drawings. You know, give them a paper, give them a Sharpie, and say just draw, you know, be creative, draw something. Anything you want, sign it, number one of one. So I'm very excited. We'll be able to throw little nuggets in there, hidden prizes to just random people.
Man, that's an awesome idea. And where do they find that? Same place, massrepublic.com?
Yeah, everything's going to be run off of massrepublic.com. If you're not following us already, follow us on Twitter, at massrepublic, Instagram, Facebook. We're all over the place, so that's usually where we kind of send out our little nuggets. We like to announce stuff when there's WWE pay-per-views. We like to announce stuff during Raw, you know, when people are on social media, or just visit our site, massrepublic.com. The easiest way, though, is Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, because, you know, we like to throw out pictures wherever we're at. You know, we were last night at the Lucha Libre Taco Shop, so stuff gets out. I had some friends, you know, asking me, oh, man, I didn't know you were there until I saw your Twitter. And, you know, some people showed up once they figured out where we were at. So follow us and all those stuff, and we'll be announcing all the details for the box, for the magazine, and any of the stuff that we can think of.
Nice. And as a businessman, what is the best advice that you've gotten as a businessman in this industry? Can you say?
You know, I got an advice. I got advice. It wasn't just specifically to business. It was just life in general. My oldest brother told me years ago, I'm going to say two things, but one of them was, he told me, he said, look, he said, at the end of the day, he goes, when all else comes and goes, he goes, the only thing you're going to be left with is your character. He goes, if you have good character, he goes, people are going to want to work with you. People are going to want to do things for you. People are going to want to help you. He goes, so, because he knows about the business. I tell him stories. I tell him what's happened. And he hates the wrestling business. He thinks it's the shadiest business ever. So he's always giving me these little nuggets. And he says, look, he goes, at the end of the day, he goes, it's your character that counts. He goes, if you treat people right, you do right by them, you're honest with them, you work just straight with them. He goes, when all else comes and goes, it's not about money. He goes, at the end of the day, when you're old and gray, the only thing you're going to be left with is your character. And how you dealt with people will define your character. And I've always kept that in mind, in my forefront with, in life in general, it just, my dealings with people, it's that, it's my character. And another thing I heard was, you know, 50 years from now, people aren't going to remember what I told them. People aren't going to remember the conversations I had with them. People aren't going to remember the things we did or the places we went. But they're always going to remember how I made them feel. And that's very important to me, because I'll tell you right now, my age right now, I know when I was a kid who the jerks were. I know who the people I hated were. I know who the people that were just, you know, just doing things the wrong way. And in this wrestling business, I don't remember conversations that I have with people, but I know if I like them or if I don't like them. I know if they've done me wrong. I know if they've done me right. I know who the straight people are. I know who the legit people are. And I always keep that in mind when I deal with people, where, you know, 20 years from now, they're probably not going to remember the conversation I had with them, but they're going to remember how I made them feel. And they're going to say, look, Ruben was a jerk, or the guy was cool. You know, the guy did things right, or he was shady. So those are the two things, the advice that I have, not just in business. It works for me because the ones that I have with people, look, we do the merch. I shoot them a report at the end of the month, and they're going to have to take my word for it. You know, I've been lucky enough that people know me outside of the wrestling business, so they know the type of person I am. They know how I do business. I've been very lucky that people like Conan have put in good work for me. Everybody knows Kevin Kleinrock. So we've been very lucky where we've been able to build a good, solid reputation that people know that we're going to do right by them. We're not shady people in this business. There's plenty of them are going around that, you know, we're going to let them handle that part of the business. So we've been very lucky, but I always keep that in mind in the Mass Republic business, but just in life in general. We always got to remember, at the end of the day, you're stuck with your character and how you treated people. And the other thing is, they might not remember everything you told them, but they're always going to remember how you made them feel. And they're either going to like you or hate you for it. They're either going to say good things about you or bad things about you. So I always keep those two things in mind when I'm dealing with people, when I'm talking to people, when we're trying to just, you know, go through this lucha business and the merchandising business and putting out products and, you know, dealing with the customer service side of things. People, you know, sometimes we mess up on their orders, and we do. So we always try to do the right thing and do right by people, because at the end of the day, you know, that's just what you should be doing, you know.
Yeah. And what about any person trying to get into the business, whether you're a promoter or a wrestler, what advice would you give them?
I jokingly told you before we started this podcast, I said, how much time to run, get away, don't get involved in it, you know, go to school or do something. Don't get involved in the business. I'm going to tell you right now, my brother, you know, God bless him, we all went to college. We were all had our professional careers before I got involved in the wrestling business. And he tells me wrestling is the shadiest business I've ever known. And you know what? Unfortunately, it can be. But if you insist on getting into it, if you want to be a wrestler, start young. You know, find yourself a school and stay at it. You know, there's plenty of schools, you know, Santino Brothers here in Southern California. Northern California, there's Pro Wrestling Revolution. In the East Coast, there's tons of schools. Find yourself a good school and stick with it. But like I told you years ago when we last talked, you know, have a backup plan. Go to school, study. Have a backup plan in case the wrestling thing doesn't work out. You want to get into the wrestling business, whether it be merchandising or booking or everything like that, my biggest advice is just be honest. Just be honest with people, straight up. If you're going to present them a crappy deal, present them the crappy deal. Don't put perfume on it. Don't put lipstick on it. Don't make it look all nice, because sooner or later they're going to get to the crap and they're going to realize that you sold them a crappy deal. Just be honest. Say, look, this is the best deal that I have. It's crappy. You might want it. You might not. But just be honest with people. Be fair with them. Be straight up with them. And you're going to get a lot farther than if you try to be shady with people. You know, so that's just my advice. Just be straight up and honest with them. I had one. I'll give you an example. I had a guy who was helping us out at first. He was financing some of our pay-per-views. And somebody brought me a deal and said, hey, can you give it to him? I know he's interested in financing stuff. Can you present it to him? And I said, give me all the information. I got all the information, and I presented it to him. And the first thing he asked me, he goes, what do you think of this deal? I told him. Now, this is a guy who money was no object to him. He was like, whatever. I mean, he was, God bless him with, you know, good fortune. He would finance things whenever he thought it was a good deal. And I told him, it's a crappy deal. He goes, why is it crappy? And I explained to him, because of this, 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 and that. And he said, okay, cool. I don't want it. Now, I could have made money off of the deal if I would have just said, oh, yeah, it's cool, man. Yeah, go ahead and take it. We'll see how it is. But sometimes you just got to be honest. And just, if it's a crappy deal, tell him, it's a crappy deal. He might have still wanted to take it if it was a crappy deal. But at least I felt comfortable that I was honest with him. And, yeah, I didn't make money off of the deal, but you know what? I mean, I'm still doing business with the guy because I'm straight up with him. We're honest. So my advice is, in anything, just be honest about it, man. Yeah. Be honest, you know. Several years ago, if you weren't going to get us into Lucha Underground, don't tell us you were going to get us on that project. Just tell us, look, we signed a shitty deal with you. I can't get into this project because I have a deal with you. Let me out of it. I'm not going to give you nothing in return. Just get me out of it because I want to go with this other deal. And you know what? I probably would have done it. But like that example I gave you, you know, we were lied to. We were promised all this stuff. And again, I'm not going to remember all the conversations I had with people on that side of the equation, but I'm going to remember how they made me feel. So just be, my advice in general, just be honest with people, man. Be straight up, you know. And if you're going to get into the business side of Lucha, just be legit. Be straight up, man. You know, if you're going to run a show, you're going to promise wrestlers something, just give it to them. If you can't come through with the promise, don't make the promise. Just say, look, this is the best I can do. And most guys will appreciate that. Most guys will still want to work with you if you're honest with them. And that's been my experience. And like I said, we've been very, very lucky. You know, Conan, Rey Mysterio, La Parte, Wagner, just the biggest names in the business are working with us. Not because we're making them rich, but because they know the type of character that Kevin and myself have, the type of business that we run, you know, how legit we're trying to really push the stuff. So they could be making more money somewhere else, but they choose to work with us because, you know, it's just the way we do business. So my advice is just be straight up with people, man. Get into the shady business. Watch yourself, but you don't be one of the shady people, man. Just be legit. Straight up, people will love you for it. They will work with you longer if you're just honest and straight up with them.
Well, there you go, man. There you have it. Appreciate that, man. Is there anything else you want to plug up before we go?
Let me see. We want to do the Hefe clothing. Are we plugging Hefe clothing?
Yeah, not today. Yeah. We'll save it for the next one.
Not today. anything going on with POD?
We've been talking about doing some stuff here in San Diego with them, and And, you know, we're gonna see where it goes with that. But I was trying to get Ray to come out and hang out with those guys too for a bit. Maybe they can do the Booyaka 619 thing. So I don't know. We'll see what happens, man. But other than that, I know you guys are staying busy.
Hold on. Before we get to Mass Republic stuff, I still don't know why they're touring or they were doing that show with ICP that got canceled in San Diego. That's just my opinion on that.
Yeah, you know, POD is always, they've been one to go against the grain. And, you know, they were like on the Ozfest tour and they did all this, you know, they've done some crazy tours. Yeah. And they got invited to go do that. What is the Gathering of the Juggalos a while back? Out somewhere Midwest or whatever. And they went out and they did that, man. And it was just nuts, you know. And I heard the stories. Both Wolf and Sonny told me all the stories. And they told me how crazy it was. And they got invited back to do it again, you know. So I'm sure they're going to be doing that again. And then when this tour idea came up, out of all people, they were kind of surprised too that, you know, they reached out to them to tour with them. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, Sonny in his mind, because, you know, he's on a different mind state right now in the way that he's operating. Yeah. He was like, man, you know, I would love to reach some of the people that that are, you know, fans of ICP and
yeah,
you know, so
yeah,
you know, Sonny always brings that good positive message and he you know, he's always been that dude.
Yeah,
so,
you have to respect the guy that does that. You know, he's going against the grain.
Yeah.
You know, putting himself out there. You know, because it's a risky business. You know, touring with them because you know I might get canceled. but I totally respect him. I was just bummed at that thing. I know a lot of people were bummed at the show got canceled in San Diego. So.
Yeah, yeah. I was bummed. All right. I wanted to go.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying I wanted to go to that, man, and you know, I kind of you know, I was already in line. I was waiting outside.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What, you don't wait in line. Come on, dude. You don't have to wait in the line. Are you kidding? Weren't we just talking about being honest? Come on, dude. You don't wait in line, dude.
Yeah, you know.
Don't tell me that.
I was waiting in line in the back. How's that? Well, no, man, I appreciate your time.
So just real quick to our plugs, because then Kevin Kleinlock gives me a list of stuff, because I'm a real scatterbrain. So LuchaShop.com. If you want legit original merchandise, go to LuchaShop.com. We have T-shirts, we have keychains, plush dolls, masks. Check in periodically, actually check in daily, because I might come across like pro masks. Like somebody might be in town and say, yo, I got a couple pro masks, let's put them up. So LuchaShop.com, are constantly upgrading it. And here's a little tidbit. If you're a fan of the WCW Lucha era, fans of Psychosis, that's a big hint right there, there's going to be some one-of-a-kind, very, very limited edition run of pro masks that are going to be signed and numbered from a few people from that era. So we're going to be launching that sometime in November, maybe first week of December. But, this is your one and only chance to get, you know, limited edition, 25th anniversary. We're just going to be celebrating these guys who were in that era who wore masks. So if you're interested, if you're a mask collector, just want something very cool that there's only going to be 25 made in the entire world, keep an eye out at LuchaShop.com. Don't forget our magazine, Rudo Can't Fail, comes out November 14th at the Odyssey Wrestling Show here in San Diego. If you can't make it to the San Diego show, we'll have it up at LuchaShop.com. And then our mystery box, which is going to have very cool stuff. You know, again, some limited edition numbered stuff, just random stuff that I'll get from guys when I'm with them on the road. Lucha Loot is going to launch in November. And I always say support Lucha Libre, support Mexican Lucha Libre, but you got, can't forget our friends on the indie scene, on the American scene, our friends at Lucha Crate, not Lucha Crate, Wrestle Crate. Do not go to Lucha Crate. Wrestle Crate. Wrestle Crate is the one you should check out if you want stuff from the American side of the wrestling stuff. And then Lucha Loot is the one you check out for the Lucha stuff. So all the other products, I'm sure they're great. I'm sure the people are cool, but I can only speak for those, for WrestleCrate and Lucha Loop. So, and if all else fails, you can't remember anything, just go to MassRepublic.com. I mean, that'll guide you to everywhere you need to go for legit Lucha Libre stuff. And, yeah, that's all we got, man.
Nice. And you're going to have more Rey Mysterio stuff coming out?
Yeah, we started with the three shirts, two designs, three separate shirts. And then we have the Rey Mysterio plush doll, which is a keychain, like a small stuffed animal. But I'm not calling him an animal. Rey Mysterio stuffed doll keychain. One set is a traditional Rey Mysterio mask. The other side is the Terminator concept that he used. We also have a Rey Mysterio Dia de los Muertes one that's up. And I was with him last week. We were at a football game, and I showed him some zombie ones that were coming out with Wagner, Hoovy, and Solar, and he loved it. So I'm working on getting a zombie one out for him too. But we're constantly going to be updating the Rey Mysterio. At the end of the day, Rey's in control of that, so if he wants to put something up, he'll tell us. But rest assured that this is his stuff. He approves everything. He has to okay everything. He's very hands-on with it. We're just running it through LuchaShop.com because our infrastructure is already there. Our shipping lanes are already there. You know, our connections to get our merch out to people is there. So, yeah, if you're a Rey Mysterio fan, or if you're a Lucha Libre fan in general, check it out. We will have some stuff from Conan coming up. Shout out to him, and some Psychosis stuff, and a few little nuggets that we're lining up right now for collectors, people who collect legit high-end stuff. We got some really cool stuff coming down the pipes for that.
Nice. Man, well, I'm excited for that. Save me some of that stuff. I'm going to have to subscribe because I need some of those masks because, you know, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. But no, yeah, man, nah. I appreciate your time, man. I know, you know, I've already gone over in the time that you gave me, but you know, I appreciate you taking the time
out. That's cool, man.
Always cool seeing you, running into you everywhere. It's like I can't go to a wrestling show or anything wrestling related without seeing you because you're all up in the mix everywhere, man. So I love it.
What are you saying that I don't do anything but hang out with wrestlers and go to shows? I mean, you think I have no life? Is that what you're telling me?
No, man, I'm saying that you got a cool life. I'm saying, like, dude, you know, you're all up in the mix.
Really?
You're doing it big.
Did you see how much? Cool. Did you see how much I ate last night? I don't feel so cool today. Oh, by the way, shout out to everybody at Lucha Libre Taco Shop. If you guys are in San Diego, you must go to Lucha Libre Taco Shop. Not just because it's Lucha Libre themed, but the food is very good stuff. Super cool guys. You have to stop. Look. The hell with SeaWorld and Seaport Village and, you know, Legoland. Oh, that sucks. Go to Lucha Libre Taco Shop. Here, anywhere in Southern California, those guys hook it up, man.
And there's two of them in San Diego now, too. So now you have no excuses. There's one in North Park and one over by the airport down there. So now, you know, there's no excuses.
It's on Washington Street, right off the I-5 freeway across from the airport. And the one in North Park is at 3016 University Avenue. See, do I know my stuff or what, dude?
There you go, man. You got it. You got it.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, man, shout out to those guys. Those guys are always hooking everything up, too, man. And they're always like rolling out the red carpets for any WWE guys or just any Lucha guys that come out, man. They treat them like stars, man. So it's a cool place to go. And you know, and they treat you well and the food is good. So, you know, you're in for a treat.
Cool.
And for a treat. So send my love to everybody, man. Hopefully we'll talk soon. And MassRepublic.com, that's where you can find everybody. Ruben, appreciate you, man. Appreciate your time. And we are out.
Cool.
We will catch you on the next one. Connected with Ruben Torres. And there you go. All up in your ear hole. We will see you. Stay tuned. Stay connected. And we are out of here.